I'm Alexandra Detrolio. The bishops of England and Wales released a statement after meeting with Pope Francis for over 2 hours. In their statement, the bishops said that the Pope encouraged them to spend more time with the people in the parishes and with their priests. He spoke to them about the pain that is caused by abuse and neglect and the hurt it causes in victims and in the church. The bishops requested a message from Pope Francis to bring to their diocese, and the Pope told them of the importance of joy and how joy has its foundation in one's relationship with Jesus. Two packages suspected of having ricin were discovered at a Pentagon mail screening facility. The packages have been given to the FBI for further analysis. One envelope was addressed to Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, and the other was addressed to Admiral John Richardson, top officer of the Navy. Neither envelope made it to the main Pentagon building, as the screening facility is in a separate building on Pentagon grounds. Ricin is a poison made from castor beans that in certain circumstances can cause difficulty breathing, fever, cough, nausea, tightness in the chest, and even death. Amazon has increased its minimum wage to $15 an hour and said it will be lobbying to increase the federal minimum wage from where it currently sits at $7.25 an hour. The increase comes at a time when the trillion-dollar company was receiving political and economic pressure to raise pay, and as the company is looking to hire 100,000 workers for the holidays in a job market that is the tightest it's been in almost 20 years. Amazon said its pay increase will affect over 350,000 workers, including those that are full-time, part-time, temporary, and seasonal, and will also be given to employees of the grocery chain Whole Foods, which Amazon owns. Women Church World, a Vatican magazine, has dedicated its October issue to, quote, women confronting the crisis of the church. The magazine urged Catholic women to speak out in response to current scandals and fight for reform as well as against clericalism. Sister Veronique Margron, a moral theologian who works with abuse victims, stated, "One major reason for the culture of silence within the church is that the church has the image of being a family, which while meant to stand for the care and love members have for one another, also can experience the same feelings against, quote, airing your dirty linen in public." She also added that it is not enough to just be angry and upset about abuse, that people need to take action on things they know about or hear about. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.